We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
They really helped us out by staying in the house. We had minimum accidents. Was able to get our road crews out there to do a great job. I want to take my hat out to the Department of Public Works, the drivers, the laborers, for the excellent work they did through the night. I know they're hitting it hard today as well.
They worked their tails off. But they're playing with eight guys and they need 11 to play ball. It's bad. Check this out from a cop. By the way, I could read 100 of these. Brookline, City of Pittsburgh, Never Touched, Hardcore, Eben, Creedmoor Street, Merrick Street Public Works, Help! Exclamation point. Marty, I had to get my mother's medication. She doesn't have four-wheel drive. I do. Still have trouble getting there. Please ask someone if they can make a pass. Merrick at Oak Ridge. Yikes. Beachwood Boulevard. I have more folks screaming about this issue than the last time we had a big snowstorm. I had to grab one of my favorite people, actually, Teresa Kale Smith, city council president, who's always honest. Good morning. How are you, Teresa?
Good morning. How are you?
Why does it seem as if we've been having the same darn conversation for 40 years? Every time there's a big snow, no one seems to be able to get the job done. Is it endemic? Is it fixable? What do you think?
I think that there's a lot that happened. I mean, I think we went through Act 47. We lost a lot of our workforce. We had, and I know people are tired of hearing these things, but it's the reality of what we're living in, and that we had, aging equipment, a lot of aging equipment. And there was a lot of things that need to happen. I think the contract for the laborers needed negotiated, and there are a lot of different factors that were playing into what we were seeing. And I think we got to a place now, and I'm actually a little bit hopeful, that once we city council authorized a $13 million expenditure for an entire new fleet of vehicles, they authorized the reconstruction of a new division for the 4th Division, which helps to get the people up into the Brookline area and areas of south of Pittsburgh, where we know that there's been some, slow responses. And I think that we're giving our employees all the tools that they need to help address the issues. So I'm a little bit more hopeful that maybe once the equipment comes in, but the equipment hasn't come in because of the pandemic, is what's my understanding, that there's a delay on the delivery. So I think once that they get all the new equipment, we do some trainings for our employees and cross-train people, and get more employees out there and more vehicles and better vehicles. A lot of times what happens is our crews, they're working so hard, and they are working 24 hours a day. We have some of the best employees, and they're just doing a lot of really hard things. It makes you feel so bad because they're killing themselves trying to get out there.
Teresa, hold on a second. So something real basic. Driver calls me this morning, says, Marty, so my chains break in my truck. I go to the garage, we're out of chains. So here we are, Teresa, January 18th, and the city's already out of chains. That's obscene. It's just aggravating as hell, is it not?
It is.
And I know you feel this, by the way. You get this.
Yeah, I do. And I feel frustrated. I feel very upset for our residents. I mean, people have medical issues. They have to get to jobs. They have children that they have to get. There's a lot of things that our residents need to be mobile. I mean, and it's our job to make sure that we're doing those things. But at the same time, there are reasons why we've come out of Act 47. We put a ton of money into the new vehicles. We know that these are things that we not needed to have in place. So we're doing all those things, but they're still just not here right now. And I don't know about the chain issue, but I'll definitely look into that for you. But at the same time, I think we have to realize that there was, you know, it was a lot to come out of Act 47, and it's also a lot to now order all these equipments, because we also try not to raise taxes. So I think between knowing that our, what our divisions need, what our crews need, and as I mentioned, they work, you know, 24 hours a day, some of them. I talked to the supervisor at the 5th Division. He was there from 1 o'clock Sunday, I think he said, until probably almost 7 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, between COVID and staff shortages, there are some divisions with three trucks on the road last night. That's obscene. Right. I mean, that's embarrassing, is it not, Teresa?
It is. And I think with the COVID, I think that we haven't had that many calls. And that actually, to this administration's credit, they actually had more people coming in for overtime. On the night in Pittsburgh, where there's a Steeler game, which was really unheard of, and I think that they did really good, you know, getting the crews to come out, having them understand the importance of, you know, delivering services to our residents. And I think that they, you know, they did really good in incentivizing that. But it still was enough. If the equipment's not there, the equipment's not there. If the equipment's breaking down, every time I turned around, I actually went on one of the plows with Bob Palmasina when he was here. And he had a plow fell off, right? We're in the middle of plowing, and he had to he couldn't find a screw back then. He got a nail and fixed it, and it was and bent it over. It was ridiculous. But that's what they're dealing with.
And by the way, this is why I love her. She's so darn honest. At the end of the day, how in the world, Teresa, can you say, come live here, but you know, we're not going to be able to plow your street in the winter. How can you do that with any confidence?
Yeah, well, I think that's why City Council and the previous administration made such an investment in new equipment, knowing that this is really an important issue for the city of Pittsburgh. And if we're not even telling anyone to live here, we're saying people stay here.
Right.
We still have to take care of the city of Pittsburgh. And this is a priority. I mean, I think it's been a priority for the previous administration, administration before that, and this current administration.
I don't know, Teresa. I mean, we go way back, and I've been having this redundant conversation. It's like Groundhog Day, man, for the last 20 years. I mean,
it gets frustrating. I'll be honest, I'm frustrated myself.
Yep.
And today I'm very frustrated because I do know that everyone's trying.
You do.
But at the same time, we have to do better. And I'm sure we'll all regroup after this. And after we finally dig through this, we'll regroup and try to figure out what we could do differently and better.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.